It's Friday, July 2nd, and time for WQXR's Arts File Online. I'm Carrie Nolan. The National Endowment for the Arts recently announced 18 Lifetime Achievement honorees. In addition to national recognition for their work, each recipient will also receive $25,000. We wanted to hear more about the role the NEA plays in funding artists and how the organization's new chairman, Rocco Landesman, is doing since taking over. Art critic Judith Dobrinsky joins us now. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Hi, thanks for inviting me on.
In a recent blog post on Arts Journal, you questioned whether the NEA should even give awards to individual artists. Why?
Well, in particular, I was criticizing the ones that were just announced, which are Lifetime Achievement Awards to the 18 people that you mentioned earlier who, frankly, don't need the $25,000 award that comes with it.
Let's name some names.
The Marsalis family, who are obviously the jazz family. Another one, Martina Arroyo, a soprano who has her own foundation. Philip Glass, the well-known composer. Mary Jackson, a basket weaver who won a MacArthur's Award, which came with a heck of a lot more money several years ago. These are people that I think are worthy of being given an honor, an achievement award, but I don't understand why it has to come with money attached. The money could be used better elsewhere.
Well, let's talk about that. The NEA is awarding a total of $450,000 to 18 honorees. How do you think that money could be better spent?
Well, the NEA has a lot of programs. One of the things the NEA does is give smallish awards, $20,000, $25,000, to many arts groups across the country. The money doesn't go far, but what it is a seal of approval that allows them to raise money from other groups. So my feeling is this grand total of $450,000, which doesn't sound like that much, could mean a lot to another 20 to 25 organizations as a seal of approval from the NEA.
Now, the NEA used to award grants to individual artists, but that tradition was stopped in 1990 amid controversy over recipients whose subject matter was deemed by some to be out of the mainstream, notably the so-called NEA 4. You mentioned that the NEA seems to be moving toward restoring that program. So do you think that it's likely they will, or do you think it's even possible?
The chairman, Rocco Landesman, has said that he would like to restore grants to individual artists from before he took the office last year. But my feeling is that the politics are still too difficult. I don't think that anybody's ready to fight over culture again. But Landesman is kind of a maverick, a bull in a china shop, and he may try it. I don't think he'll succeed, though.
What do you think of Chairman Rocco Landesman's efforts to lead the NEA since he was appointed last year?
I think so far it's been a lot more talk than it is action. His one initiative is called Our Towns, and he wants to invest money in infrastructure for artists. That's in the next year's budget, however, not this year's budget. So we haven't seen whether it's going to work at all. And to fund it, he had to take away money from another project called American Masterpieces, which tours American masterpieces in various art forms, dance, theater, choral music, literature through the country. So I don't really think there's going to be a huge amount of difference, but we'll see.
Let's talk a little bit about the federal government's role here. Do you think the Obama administration can or should do more to support and promote the arts?
I think that the President and Mrs. Obama can best lead in this area by participating more in the arts themselves and consuming the arts themselves. We've seen Mrs. Obama do that several times. She's been hosting concerts at the White House and workshops for school children at the White House. The president comes in the evening for the concert. They've been seen at places like the Kennedy Center. But I don't think the president has shown up at the National Gallery for Art yet. I think it's a mistake for him to be leaving all of the arts activities to the First Lady. It would be nice if the president himself occasionally partook in these things and led by example.
Judith Dobrinsky, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You can read more from Judith Dobrinsky on her blog, Real Clear Arts, at artsjournal.com. And that's today's Arts File on New York's Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.